Hello, advanced and intermediate plus tier patrons. Hope you're well. Today, I'm going to be having a look at a team of the season so far, selecting a maximum of one player per club.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Behind the camera, Nico's doing some sort of funky dance, trying to off-put me as much as he can, which is sign language. Yeah, I think you need some sign language lessons, mate. Many of you will notice this was a topic that got voted for in the people's poll topic. It didn't win the vote. A few people were interested to know what my team would have been. So here we go. I'm going to go through it. And the process of how I came towards choosing this team as well. So what I first did was create a shortlist of players from each club that I thought was in contention to be in a Premier League team of the season. And I tried to think about it from the perspective of who would be their club's player of the year as well. There's a couple of teams here where I think there's multiple choices that you can go for. And by default, I think that has to be the case. As you'll see when I do this, I probably could have put about 8 or 9 central midfield players in this team. So there's a number that miss out that I'm quite reluctant about. And I picked maybe second choices from certain clubs. But I think the midfield I picked kind of probably had to be under this basis of only having one player per club. There were 5 clubs who I deemed there was no player that I would consider from those 5 clubs. Burnley and Sheffield United, Crystal Palace and Nottingham Forest. I think like Eze and Elise have had good little spells at certain points, but also had their injury problems. Joachim Andersen started the season really well. Mark Gay, but it's not been so good recently. For Forest, you've had a couple of players like Alanga, Chris Wood, Morgan Gibbs-White very recently. I've had some sporadic okay spells, but not enough to consider. And the other team that I wouldn't consider any player from was Manchester United. I don't even know where United fans would begin to decide who their player of the year would be this year. Would it be someone like Bruno Fernandes by default? I mean, maybe it possibly would. So those 5 teams, I didn't shortlist any players. I'll run through these from the league table as it stands. So from Liverpool, I listed 3 players to consider. Mo Salah, obviously phenomenal in terms of his goals and assists output. Virgil van Dijk, been much improved this season against last season. And I think Trent's really stepped up probably since about late October, early November, where he's worthy of consideration here as well. I think Dominic Szoboszlai was a little bit unlucky not to be shortlisted, but I knew I was going to pick too many midfielders from other teams, so didn't bother. And it's at this point that we can fill in a couple of players that definitely go into this team. So for Manchester City, I only shortlisted 1 player, and therefore this player definitely goes into the team. And that is Rodri, who's had an absolutely outstanding 2023. Yes, of course, I could have considered Erling Haaland for his goals output, but I think this recent period of missing the last 5-6 weeks or so very much counts against him. So I think across the season, I think Rodri has been City's outstanding performer. Would have been nice to consider a defensive player, but I think Cole Walker, although being really consistent and played a lot this year, still has lapses like Anthony Gordon's goal. I think of the goal they conceded at Sheffield United in game week 3. I asked myself, has Cole Walker really been Man City's best player this season? Nah. So Rodri's definitely going to go into this team and obviously take up one of the midfield slots. I shortlisted 2 Arsenal players, Declan Rice as one, really good sort of opening 4 or 5 months with Arsenal, really consistent performer. Perhaps dipped a little bit the last month or so, but I think really good across the season. And despite the fact I know he's kind of hot topic in fantasy circles and not hit the heights of last year, I still think Bukayo Saka has probably been one of Arsenal's better players. So I shortlisted him for consideration. Villa's a difficult one because I think there's a number of players from Villa that could have been under consideration for this. I listed 3 players for consideration. Douglas Luiz, I think he's had an outstanding season in central midfield. Ollie Watkins, high scoring forward in FPL at the moment, very much worth consideration. And Emi Martinez, I think, has had a very consistent season so far. I know Villa fans want to jab me every time I mention him because I don't think he's world class, but he might be moving towards that category. I think he's had a very good season. So Emi Martinez shortlisted as well. The team that I shortlisted the most players from was my own, Tottenham. There's 4 players that I shortlisted who I think were worthy of consideration. Both fullbacks, Pedro Porro and Destiny Udogie. I think Udogie partly because There aren't a huge number of left-backs here. Udogi wouldn't win Tottenham Player of the Year, but I think had to be shortlisted. If I was to pick just a general Premier League team of the season, arguably Destiny would go in it as the left-back representation. Heung-min Son has had better seasons for Tottenham, but the output, again, is absolutely fantastic. And Vicario in goal has obviously been excellent as well. And I think if Tottenham were to name their player of the year now, those four would be the four names kind of really under consideration. So I listed all four. From West Ham, I listed Lucas Paquetá and Jarrod Bowen as potential options. I think both had excellent seasons. Bowen, really, we're classifying basically as a centre forward now. I think Paquetá has obviously had a really creative season for West Ham. For Brighton, I only listed one player. So the next player that goes into this team is Pascal Gross. The only question mark would be where, but I think ideally I would want him in a central midfield position. I did have a look back at his data on Transfer Market, which is a quick, easy way to scan the positions he's played in certain games. And he's played, you know, less than five in the two fullback positions, right back, left back. I did wonder if I could get away with playing Gross as one of the fullbacks, but really he should go into a midfield position. And then there's two other positions that we can fill because there's only one player to consider from the next two teams as well. Cole Palmer has been the outstanding Chelsea player this season, so definitely goes into this team. I think would very much be under consideration for young player of the year across the league anyway. Also factoring in that he barely played going into sort of game week seven. And I think we can all agree that he's had an outstanding period and been Chelsea's player of the season so far. Equally, I think Anthony Gordon has really stepped up for Newcastle. I think this is a really positive one as well, considering many of us are very critical of the money that Newcastle spent on him and him as a player. I think he's arguably been Newcastle's player of the season, certainly perhaps most consistent when others have had periods of form problems or obviously injury issues. Gordon has been pretty much a constant in the left-wing position for Newcastle. So I think Palmer definitely goes in this team. Gordon goes in certainly as left winger. I listed three players from Wolves for consideration. I think Mario Lemina's had an outstanding season. I think he's actually the pick of the bunch, but I was very conscious that he might not make it into this team considering I've already got two central midfielders in there. And I think the two forwards, Huang and Cunha. Neto obviously had a really good start, but has obviously been injured for the last few months. Huang and Cunha have had really good consistent seasons as well. Dominic Solanke, the one to consider for Bournemouth, could potentially be my forward in this team. I listed three Fulham players for consideration. João Paulinho, you know, I think he's a consistent animal, but was better last season. I think Bernd Leno has also had a decent season as well, but also felt a bit flat when I thought of, has he been the best goalkeeper in the league? Possibly not. And I think Willian actually has had a really decent season for Fulham, so I shortlisted him as well. I shortlisted one Brentford player, which is easy to forget at the moment because he's been injured the last 6 weeks or so. Brian Mbeumo was outstanding and not out of consideration for this team, though the recent injury, I think, does count against him a little bit. I listed three Everton players because defensively they've been pretty good, actually. I've listed Jordan Pickford. I've listed Mikalenko. I think he's had a really solid season at left back. And I also listed James Tarkowski as well, giving him the nod over Jarrod Branthwaite. And obviously, Tarkowski's played all of the games this season for Everton. And I think actually has been a really, really consistent performer, which hasn't been spoken much because of the development of Branthwaite. And the other player I looked at was Alfie Doughty of Luton Town, who's been a constant in a wing-back position. But I might need a left-back here. So, with Gross, Rodri, Palmer, Gordon all confirmed in the team, what I wanted to do was go back and pick the best players from the teams ranked. So I knew that I would obviously definitely want a Liverpool player in here, for example. I definitely want an Arsenal player, a Villa, Tottenham player, for example. That's where I wanted to start when I went back and putting this team together. With an awareness that I've already used basically four of perhaps six attacking spots. So my choice from Liverpool, considering a real shortage of centre-backs listed, is Virgil van Dijk. Will go into this team as the Liverpool choice. I think he's been much improved this season. And by default, James Tarkowski becomes his partner in this team because he's actually the only other centre-back that I listed. So by default, van Dijk and Tarkowski basically had to go in this team because they were the only two centre-backs that I shortlisted. I think there's a number of others. I think, you know, Romero at Tottenham, the Villa players. It's sort of Gabriel and Saliba at Arsenal, who certainly could have been considered, but I didn't think they were that team's outstanding performer, whereas I think Virgil van Dijk would be in consideration to be Liverpool's best player this season. As said, though, by default, James Tarkowski of Everton becomes his partner. Now, from Arsenal, considering I've got Cole Palmer in the team, I think that covers up potentially the right-hand side when I knew there was a few forward options that I wanted to consider. So I've gone for Declan Rice as the choice of the Arsenal player. So that gives me a midfield three of Pascal Gross, Rodri and Declan Rice, with Palmer and Gordon, the two wide players, in front of that. That by default meant that was definitely going to be picking basically one of Tottenham's fullbacks to go into this team. But when I looked through fullbacks picked from other teams, there was only one other. So, by default, the fullbacks in this team are Alfie Doughty of Luton. It's not a decision I'm happy with, but I know Luton fans will say, yeah, do you know what? He's had a great season. And therefore, Pedro Porro of Tottenham as the right back in this team goes in. I had to have a Villa player, of course, and that leaves me choice between goalkeepers and forwards. If I didn't go with Emi Martinez, I would have been left with Bernd Leno as the goalkeeper, and I wasn't happy with that. So Emi Martinez goes in as the goalkeeper in this team, and then it was a choice in terms of the forward positions of making a choice out of Bowen, Solanke and Bumo. And I've decided to go with, for his consistency, Jared Bowen of West Ham United. I think where they're placed in the league as well, and I was disappointed a bit yesterday, really felt like a West Ham player should be in this team. Pakatar was not going to make it in, so Jared Bowen becomes the centre forward in this team. So I think the way I've done it might not necessarily be the best way to have done it, but I think I've landed with players that, if I asked fans from their clubs, they'd all go, yep, that's a reasonable choice as the player from our team. So the 11 I've gone with for a Premier League team of the season, one player per club, is Emi Martinez, Pedro Porro, James Tarkowski, Virgil van Dijk and Alfie Doughty, Pascal Gross, Rodri and Declan Rice, Cole Palmer, Jared Bowen and Anthony Gordon. Let us know in the comments who you'd go with your team, what you ate from these selections. I know someone did start a thread on the Slack general channel a few days ago as well, if you want to join in some of the conversation there as well and let everyone know what you agree with, what you disagree with and what your own selections would be. That is all for Premier League team of the season so far, selecting one player per club. Ciao for now.
Fantasy Football Show.